Listen to God's Word for April 26th. Today's reading includes Psalms 16, 19, and 21, and 1 Chronicles 1 and 2. May God bless this reading of His Word. Psalm 16, a Miktam of David. Preserve me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I said to the Lord, You are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing. As for the saints in the land, they are the excellence in whom all my delight resides. Sorrows will multiply to those who chase other gods. I will not pour out their libations of blood or speak their names with my lips. The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You have made my lot secure. The lines of my boundary have fallen in pleasant places. Surely my inheritance is delightful. I will bless the Lord who counsels me. Even at night my conscience instructs me. I have set the Lord always before me. Because He is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore my heart is glad, and my tongue rejoices. My body also will dwell securely. For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, nor will you let your Holy One see decay. You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. Psalm 19. For the Choir Master, a Psalm of David. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of His hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they reveal knowledge. Without speech or language, without a sound to be heard, their voice has gone out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. In the heavens He has pitched a tent for the sun, like a bridegroom emerging from his chamber, like a champion rejoicing to run his course. It rises at one end of the heavens and runs its circuit to the other. Nothing is deprived of its warmth. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, bringing joy to the heart. The commandments of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true, being altogether righteous. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the comb. By them indeed your servant is warned. In keeping them is great reward. Who can discern his own errors? Cleanse me from my hidden faults. Keep your servant also from willful sins. May they not rule over me. Then I will be blameless and cleansed of great transgression. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Psalm 21, for the Choir Master, a Psalm of David. O Lord, the king rejoices in your strength. How greatly he exalts in your salvation. You have granted his heart's desire, and have not withheld the request of his lips. For you welcomed him with rich blessings. You placed on his head a crown of pure gold. He asked you for life, and you granted it, length of days, forever and ever. Great is his glory in your salvation. You bestow on him splendor and majesty, for you grant him blessings forever. You cheer him with joy in your presence. For the king trusts in the Lord. Through the loving devotion of the Most High, he will not be shaken. Your hand will apprehend all your enemies. Your right hand will seize those who hate you. You will place them in a fiery furnace at the time of your appearing. In his wrath, the Lord will engulf them, and the fire will consume them. You will wipe their descendants from the earth, and their offspring from the sons of men. Though they intend you harm, the schemes they devise will not prevail. For you will put them to flight when your bow is trained upon them. Be exalted, O Lord, in your strength. We will sing and praise your power. 1 Chronicles 1. Adam, Seth, Enosh, Kenan, Mahalalel, Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech. The sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The sons of Japheth, Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Tyrus. The sons of Gomer, Ashkenaz, Riphath, and Togarmah. And the sons of Javan, Elisha, Tarshish, the Kittites, and the Rodonites. The sons of Ham, Cush, Mizraim, Put, and Canaan. The sons of Cush, Seba, Havilah, Sabta, Raamah, and Sabtika. The sons of Raamah, Sheba, and Dedan. Cush was the father of Nimrod, who began to be a mighty one on the earth. Mizraim was the father of the Ludites, the Anamites, the Lehabites, the Naphtahites, the Pathrusites, the Casluhites, from whom the Philistines came, and the Caphtorites. And Canaan was the father of Sidon, his firstborn, and of the Hittites, the Jebusites, the Amorites, the Girgashites, the Hivites, the Arkites, the Sinites, the Arvadites, the Zemarites, and the Hamathites. The sons of Shem, Elam, Asher, Arphaxad, Lud, and Aram. The sons of Aram, Uz, Hul, Gether, and Meshech. Arphaxad was the father of Shelah, and Shelah was the father of Eber. Two sons were born to Eber. One was named Peleg, because in his days the earth was divided, and his brother was named Joktan. And Joktan was the father of Almodad, Sheleph, Hazarmaveth, Jera, Hadoram, Uzal, Dikla, Obal, Abimio, Sheba, Ophir, Havilah, and Jobab. All these were sons of Joktan. So from Shem came Arphaxad, Shelah, Eber, Peleg, Reu, Serug, Nahor, Terah, and Abram, that is, Abraham. The sons of Abraham were Isaac and Ishmael. These are their genealogies. Nebaioth, the firstborn of Ishmael, then Keder, Adbeel, Mibsam, Mishma, Duma, Massa, Hadad, Tema, Jeter, Naphish, and Kedema. These were the sons of Ishmael. The sons born to Keturah, Abraham's concubine, Zimran, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shua. The sons of Jokshan, Sheba, and Dedan. The sons of Midian, Ephah, Epher, Hanok, Abida, and Eldea. All of these were Keturah's sons. Abraham was the father of Isaac. The sons of Isaac, Esau, and Israel. The sons of Esau, Eliphaz, Reuel, Jeush, Jalam, and Korah. The sons of Eliphaz, Teman, Omar, Zepho, Gatam, and Kenaz, and by Timnah, Amalek. The sons of Reuel, Nahath, Zerah, Shammah, and Mizah. The sons of Seir, Lotan, Shobal, Zibeon, Anah, Dishan, Ezer, and Dishan. The sons of Lotan, Horai, and Homan. Timnah was Lotan's sister. The sons of Shobal, Alvan, Manahath, Ebal, Shepho, and Onam. The sons of Zibeon, Aya, and Anah. The son of Anah, Dishan. The sons of Dishan, Hemdan, Eshban, Ithran, and Kiran. The sons of Ezer, Bilhan, Zaavan, and Achan. The sons of Dishan, Uz, and Aran. These are the kings who reigned in the land of Edom before any king reigned over the Israelites. Bela, son of Beor. His city was named Dinhabah. When Bela died, Jobab, son of Zerah from Bozra, reigned in his place. When Jobab died, Husham from the land of the Temanites reigned in his place. When Husham died, Hadad, son of Bedad, who defeated Midian in the country of Moab, reigned in his place. And the name of his city was Avith. When Hadad died, Samla from Masrekah reigned in his place. When Samla died, Shaul from Rehoboth on the Euphrates reigned in his place. When Shaul died, Baal-Hanan, son of Achbor, reigned in his place. When Baal-Hanan died, Hadad reigned in his place. His city was named Peu, and his wife's name was Mehetabel, daughter of Matred, the daughter of Mezahab. Then Hadad died. Now the chiefs of Edom were Timnah, Alva, Jetheth, Ohalabama, Elah, Pinon, Kenaz, Teman, Mibzar, Magdiel, and Iram. These were the chiefs of Edom. 1 Chronicles 2. These were the sons of Israel: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Dan, Joseph, Benjamin, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. The sons of Judah: Onan, and Shelah. These three were born to him by Bathshua, the Canaanite. Judah's firstborn, was wicked in the sight of the Lord, who put him to death. Tamar, Judah's daughter-in-law, bore to him Perez and Zerah. Judah had 5 sons in all. The sons of Perez: Hezron and Hamul. The sons of Zerah: Zimri, Ethan, Heman, Calcol, and Dara. 5 in all. The son of Carmi: Achar, who brought trouble upon Israel by violating the ban on devoted things. The son of Ethan: Azariah. The sons who were born to Hezron: Jeramiel, Ram, and Caleb. Ram was the father of Amminadab, and Amminadab was the father of Nahshon, a leader of the descendants of Judah. Nahshon was the father of Salmon, and Salmon was the father of Boaz. Boaz was the father of Obed, and Obed was the father of Jesse. Jesse was the father of Eliab, his firstborn. Abinadab was born 2nd, Shimeah 3rd, Nethanel 4th, Radai 5th, Ozem 6th, and David 7th. Their sisters were Zerahiah and Abigail. And the 3 sons of Zerahiah were Abishai, Joab, and Asahel. Abigail was the mother of Amasa, whose father was Jether the Ishmaelite. Caleb, son of Hezron, had children by his wife Azubah and by Jerioth. These were the sons of Azubah: Jesher, Shobab, and Ardon. When Azubah died, Caleb married Ephrath, who bore to him Hur. Hur was the father of Uri, and Uri was the father of Bezalel. Later, Hezron slept with the daughter of Maker, the father of Gilead. He had married her when he was 60 years old, and she bore to him Segub. Segub was the father of Jair, who had 23 cities in the land of Gilead. But Geshur and Aram captured Havoth-Jair along with Kenath and its 60 surrounding villages. All these were descendants of Maker, the father of Gilead. After Hezron died in Caleb Ephrathah, his wife Abijah bore to him Asher, the father of Tekoa. The sons of Jeramiel, the firstborn of Hezron: Ram, his firstborn, Buna, Oren, Ozem, and Ahijah. Jeramiel had another wife named Atara, who was the mother of Onam. The sons of Ram, the firstborn of Jeramiel: Maaz, Jamin, and Eker. The sons of Onam, Shammai, and Jada. The sons of Shammai, Nadab, and Abishur. Abishur's wife was named Abihail, and she bore to him Aban and Molid. The sons of Nadab, Seled and Appaim. Seled died without children. The son of Appaim, Ishai. The son of Ishai, Shishan. The son of Shishan, Alai. The sons of Jada, the brother of Shammai, Jether and Jonathan. Jether died without children. The sons of Jonathan, Peleth and Zaza. These were the descendants of Jeramiel. Shishan had no sons, but only daughters. But he did have an Egyptian servant named Jarha. Shishan gave his daughter in marriage to his servant Jarha, and she bore to him Attai. Attai was the father of Nathan. Nathan was the father of Zabad. Zabad was the father of Ephlal. Ephlal was the father of Obed. Obed was the father of Jehu. Jehu was the father of Azariah. Azariah was the father of Helez. Helez was the father of Elisha. Elisha was the father of Sismai. Sismai was the father of Shallum. Shallum was the father of Jechamiah. And Jechamiah was the father of Elishama. The sons of Caleb, the brother of Jeramiel. Mesha, his firstborn, who was the father of Ziph. And Merisha, his second son, who was the father of Hebron. The sons of Hebron, Korah, Tapua, Rechem, and Shema. Shema was the father of Raham, the father of Jorkeam, and Rechem was the father of Shammai. The son of Shammai was Maon, and Maon was the father of Bethzur. Caleb's concubine Ephah was the mother of Haran, Moza, and Gazez. Haran was the father of Gazez. The sons of Jadai, Regem, Jotham, Geshen, Pelet, Ephah, and Shaaph. Caleb's concubine Maacah was the mother of Sheber and Terhena. She was also the mother of Shaaph, father of Madmana, and of Sheva, father of Machbena and Gibeah. Caleb's daughter was Aksah. These were the descendants of Caleb. The sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah. Shobal, the father of Kiriath-Jearim. Salma, the father of Bethlehem, and Haref, the father of Beth-Gader. These were the descendants of Shobal, the father of Kiriath-Jearim. Haroah, half the Manahathites, and the clans of Kiriath-Jearim. The Ithrites, Puthites, Shumathites, and Mishraites. From these descended the Zorathites and Eshtaolites. The descendants of Salma, Bethlehem, the Netophathites, Atroth-Beth-Joab, half the Manahathites, the Zorites, and the clans of the scribes who lived at Jabez, the Turathites, Shimeathites, and Sukathites. These are the Kenites who came from Hamath, the father of the house of Rechab. Thanks for listening, and join us tomorrow as we listen to God's Word. Questions or comments? Email us at info@listentogodsword.org.